and white. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
So now that guy became a great friend of mine. I mean, he can't tell me how much he loves me enough. He can't get me enough clients because I literally saved his life. I mean, now he's 86, but he gets his full Social Security. Hey,
when you're coming over to see me, I'm buying you lunch at the Ocean Grill.
Well, I'll be down in South Florida for Easter, so maybe we'll get together then.
Don't you dare come down here and not look me up. And we spend some time, have you back in here live.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah. Maybe I can even bring you up. I can also introduce you to Jonathan over at WCNO, and maybe you can see their studios down in Palm City, too. Great group of people.
Yeah, that would be terrific.
Yeah.
So that would be absolutely terrific.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you do the right thing, and that's what I love about my job, is I help people. So I can't tell you, I get so many people calling, telling me they love me because I'm saving them from the IRS.
Yeah.
You know, and having been there and done that, I know what they can and can't do. I mean, I had a lady call me from Vegas. She saw me on a TV show. And she said, I need to hire you. I said, well, hire me. So she hires me. I said, what happened? She goes, well, this IRS lady comes to my house, shows me a bag, pushes her way in my door, and says, I'm not leaving until you write me a check because you owe the IRS money. So she wrote her a check for $500 on her credit line. And the next week, they met at the accountant's office. In front of the accountant, the IRS woman tells her, my client, that she's going to be left homeless and naked on the street if she doesn't pay the tax bill. Goes from that meeting to find her husband. Now, this is in Vegas, right? Tells the husband while he's at work, I'm from the IRS. Your wife owes me money. If she don't pay, I'm coming to get it from you because it's community property tax estate. That guy got so upset over it, he went and got a divorce from her so he wouldn't lose his money. Okay. So actually divorced her over it. And I said to her, I said, can you put this all in a letter for me? And I'm going to call her boss's boss and I'm going to handle it that way. So, you know, so I call the boss's boss. He says, my agent would never do that. Blah, blah, blah. I said, what's your fax number? I fax him over the letter. So he says, and this is at this point, well, as soon as he said these words, I knew I had won. He said, I'm going to take the letter to TIGDA to get my employee cleared. Now, TIGDA is the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. They're like the internal police of the IRS.
Yeah.
Now, I knew that that employee committed what's called 1203B offenses, which are fireable offenses. When Bill Clinton signed the law in 1997, there's certain sections that if IRS employees do certain things, they can be fired for doing them.
Because up to that point, they were impervious.
That's right. That's correct. So when you push your way into somebody's house, when you threaten to leave them naked home in the street, when you go and make the husband divorce them, all right? So when the guy said that, I knew he would never take it to TIGDA because if he did, she'd get fired, right? So I knew I had leverage at that point. But anyway, so I said to him, I said, call your employee, tell her I'm going to call her in half an hour. So I call her up. I said, send me the tax transcripts. I said, I want to see everything you have on my employer, and I want to go through them.
Now, did you maintain the same tone you have now? Do you humble yourself? In other words, I mean, did you act angry or not? You're not like I've got one-upmanship here. It's just stay humble, right? A soft. The Bible says a soft answer turneth away wrath.
Okay. Right, exactly.
Good.
I mean, there are times where if they try to get over on me or they get nasty with me, I can get nasty back.
Or get firm, at least.
Exactly.
Correct. You're not going to talk to me that way.
Right, exactly. Right. So I told this woman, I said, send me the transcripts. I want to look at them and see what's going on here. I look at the transcripts, shake my head. I call her back. I said, lady, I said, my client doesn't owe you a dime. What are you doing? She goes, what are you talking about? I said, these are all 1099 G's. These are all winnings from the local casino. I said, my client has a gambling problem. She lost more than she ever made. I said, it just needs to be reported on the return.
So what did she say?
She said, she looked at it. She said, you know, I kind of had her. She knew I was right. So
do you know more people commit suicide over the gambling addiction than any other addiction? Drugs.
Yeah, I could see that happening. I was involved in the futures market back in the 90s, and I've seen people. It can get very, very bad. You can lose your shirt. plus everything else.
It sure is nice to have a born-again Christian, though, who's an FBI, I mean, not FBI, IRS guy like you are.
Yes.
Because, you know, you're called to a place of honesty and yeah, and being our advocate.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, no, there's been many cases where if I wasn't there, there would have been some atrocities committed, you know, by the IRS agents.
Yeah.
Sometimes they overstep their bounds and people don't realize, you know, they'll try to be helpful. I just want to be honest. I'll go in there. I'll tell them everything. I had one guy who heard me on the radio, and before he heard me on the radio, he was trying to handle it himself. Yeah. And he was a portrait painter, you know, and
he was a what painter?
A portrait painter. I mean, phenomenal. I've never seen anything like this guy. When he comes to see me, he had a portrait of his granddaughter. The eyes looked like they were looking at you. It was like somebody was live in the picture. It was amazing. And he had listed all this stuff on one of his financial forms. And the IRS agent.
Let me just say this. Did you know Monet owed the government money? And before he died, over 250 of his paintings he burned up because he didn't want the government to have them? Go ahead.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. No.
Monet. Yeah. No. Impressionist.
No. So this guy wanted to go into his house and seize these portraits. I said, what are you, out of your mind? I said, those are portraits of his family members. They're going to get nothing on it. I said, let me do an offer and compromise. We'll settle this whole thing. And I got him to agree to it, and we did. But the guy wanted to go to his house and physically take these paintings and sell them.
So is it the people get drunk with power in the IRS?
Unfortunately, there's a few like that. Most IRS people are good people.
Are they?
There is two issues. I mean, one is, you know, they use that DEI, you know, to promote people. So they don't always have the most competent people in the right positions.
What do you mean? What's the what do you mean the DEI? What do you mean?
Diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I lost out for management jobs because I'm the white guy, you know.
There's a lot of prejudice against white males at this point. It's serious. White females second. It's not right. Well, hopefully everything will bend back to where everybody's, you know.
Well, you know, like if you're an employer, you want someone who's competent.
Yeah.
You just don't want to check boxes. You need somebody that can do the job.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, in the government, that's kind of got lost on people. And
well, look who our vice president was chosen because of the color of her skin. She's obviously inept.
Well, that's absolutely 100% true.
Pardon me?
That's 100% true.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to get the best person for the job no matter what they look like.
By the way, once in a while, Noah, I don't know if you can put a picture of his book up between us. That's what you normally do. I sent that to you. The title of your book is, Michael?
The Time of His Coming, the final chapter. Make sure you get the final chapter.
Hold it up close to your camera. And by the way, is there somebody running your camera, or did you buy some kind of a camera that moves and stuff with you?
No, it's a camera that moves.
I love that. I want one of those. I want a couple of those in my studio. So I want you to call me back later today. I want to buy that, man.
I used to have a TV show, and I have a TV set up in my house here. But I no longer have time for TV, but it is what it is. But I have the cameras and I have.
Now you're a busy guy and you're making a good living as a representative for people, an advocate. Mm-hmm. Most books, people don't realize, most books don't make any money. So the chances are, I mean, anyway, I've been in this business 29 years doing interviews, but books do get you speaking engagements. They do give you credibility. And if you are an author, you are an authority. That's the perception.
That's 100% correct. I have not made any money with the books.
Yeah.
But I am going to get it made into a movie. So this will be a movie.
Really?
Yes, it will. I have a lot of Hollywood connections, thank God. One of my good friends, one of my closest friends, is Costas Mandalore, the Australian actor. And he's hooked me up with a lot of people.
Well, I want to make you an offer. You can't refuse.
Yeah, so, no, exactly. I mean, and then he hooked me up with Brendan Kelly. I'm good friends with Brendan Kelly, and Brendan Kelly hooked me up with a producer who's
I'm glad because I can tell. Well, you know, I have never met, and you were a guest on a pastor show, a pastor Vecchiano, and he introduced me to you, and I can tell right away. I mean, I think I'm a decent judge of character. I've been interviewing people over 40,000 for 29 years. I like you right away. I mean, you're the real McCoy. Thank you for holding to the what is the code that Jesus would have you hold to as an IRS guy, you know?
Well, you know what? I think it's very important that people in government be honest and have integrity. And I think we've lost that, especially over at the FBI. I mean, some of the things they're doing are really appalling.
Weaponizing, right?
Weaponizing, yeah. And that should not be the case. I know certainly when I was on the job, that wasn't the case at all. And I've been out now 13 years, going on 14. So it's been a while, but the people they hire, the things they're doing, I mean, they're putting so much time and effort into going after people that were there on January 6th. I mean, they're locking these people up. They're charging them with BS charges. They're basically sending a message. You know, if you're going to be a conservative, you're going to have a problem.
Yeah. And these are just moms and dads who show up. I understand recently there's just some people happened to be there who from this town, and they hired these. I mean, they arrested a husband and wife, and they weren't part of that whole thing. You know, I mean, what if I'd been there that day just to be there? Then they would, you know what I mean?
So they're sending a message.
Yeah.
I told people not to go. I thought something was a foul.
Yeah.
I didn't go myself. But
thank God.
Well, yeah, because they want to cover up what they did. I mean, let's be honest. Joe Biden couldn't fill an elementary school auditorium, and Donald Trump has 13,000, 14,000 people coming to his rallies.
We don't want to get too political, because I know Jonathan doesn't want me to get too political. But
you and I are
in agreement, and I think most Christians are.
I'm just saying, when you kind of do the math and you see he got 10 million more votes.
Right.
2 weeks later, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we have a surprise victory for Mr. Biden. And of course, he's the most popular president ever with the lowest poll numbers of all time.
It's ludicrous. But you know what Hitler said? He said, if you tell a lie enough times, people will believe it.
Well, you know, I got to blame the Civil War veterans for mailing in all those ballots, you know, from the graves in Gettysburg and the turn of tide. But anyway, we will digress. We'll go into something else. But
you know what? Our Father is greater than all this, though.
I agree.
And to God be the glory, and He can.
Exactly.
Look, Cuomo, and this is based on Christianity. Cuomo, my friend was actually the front man for Cuomo, and I knew his dad. And Cuomo says when COVID numbers went down in New York State, he's on national TV, and he goes, "Look, the COVID numbers are down. God didn't do this. Prayer didn't do this. We did it."
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
The Baptist Bible Hour now comes to you under the direction of Elder Lasser Bradley Jr., pastor of the Cincinnati Primitive Baptist Church.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise.
Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. for the Baptist Bible Hour right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Of the great and glorious King, you are strong when you feel weak, in your brokenness complete. Shout to the north and the south, sing to the east and the west, Jesus, Savior to all, Lord of heaven. Rise up, women of the truth, stand and sing to broken hearts, who can know the healing power of our awesome King of love. Shout to the rise up, church, with broken wings. Fill this place with songs again of our God who reigns on high. By His grace again we'll fly. We will shout to the north and the south, sing to the east and the west. Jesus is singing to all, Lord of heaven. Shout to the north and the south, sing to the east and the west. Jesus is singing to all, Lord of heaven.
is healing, breakthrough, revival. Ready, 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 ready for you.
Here I am, God, I'm the chief of sinners, pretending that I'm not, but who am I kidding? You already know the truth, so why would I lie to you? You don't need my pride, you don't need my excuses. Without the blood of Jesus, the best of me is useless, and I'm unqualified for heaven. But you said that I'm forgiven.
Jesus, friend of sinners, your heart is full of grace. Love me long before I wanted to change. Jesus, friend of sinners, your table is where I find that someone just like me could sit by your side.
The friend of sinners is a friend of mine. Here I am, God, with my heart expecting another disappointment and rejection. But you swing the doors open wide, and you say, come in and find
a meal prepared of bread and wine, the body and the blood of Christ, who gave it all to give me life forever. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, your heart is full of grace. Love me long before I wanted to change. Jesus, friend of sinners, your table is where I find that someone just like me could sit by your side. The friend of sinners is a friend of mine.
But hanging on a cross, it was finished. You qualified me for heaven when you said, Father, forgive them.
Jesus, friend of sinners, your heart is full of grace. Love me long before I wanted to change. Jesus, friend of sinners, your table is where just like me could sit by your side. The friend of sinners is a friend of mine. The friend of sinners is a friend of mine.
It's a friend of mine.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, hear our cry, and heal our land. Let kindness lead us to repentance, bring us back.
Your name is great, and your heart is grace. Kyrie eleison, over all you reign, you alone can save. Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy on us now.
Overall, you alone can save. Kyrie eleison.
all I send. So ready to forgive, you delight to show your mercy. Who is this God who pardons all our sin? So ready to forgive, you delight to show your mercy. Who is this God who pardons all our sin? So ready to forgive, you delight to show your mercy. Who is this God who pardons all our sin? So ready to forgive, you delight to show your mercy.
against me shall remain. I will rejoice, I will declare, God is my victory and easy. I will bring praise, I will bring praise. No weapon formed against me shall remain. I will rejoice, I will declare, God is my victory and easy. Harvest, when favor and providence flow, I know I'm filled to be emptied again. The seed I've received I will sow.
The civil government does not define your ethic as a Christian. That's critical that we understand that. And now maybe people will become more and more awakened to that.
Hi, this is R.C. Sproul, and I hope that you are listening to Renewing Your Mind on this station every day.
Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
Mind.
Welcome to Constitutional Conversations. I'm Dr. Brenda McMenamin. Why is it so important to understand the Constitution? Understanding the heritage and history that God gave us enables us to honor and obey Him so He can rescue us and America.
Do you know how many articles are in the Constitution? 87% of people that I've polled either answer 27 or one of the branches of government. It's not by accident that most Americans weren't taught this in school. It's by design. So let's talk about this. There are actually 7 articles in our Constitution. The first 3 outline the enumerated powers of the 3 branches of government. The biblical principle that outlines limiting and dividing government 3 powers is found in Isaiah 33:22. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king. It is He who will save us. Of course, the framers were fine with God having this unlimited power, but when it came to delegating their responsibility to those who would represent us, they limited and put checks on each. Of most importance is the authority to legislate, so this is Article 1. The second is the executive, which is Article 2. The judicial is Article 3. After the framers outlined the few and enumerated powers for the branches of government, they clarified to the states that full faith and credits would be given to each state, along with how new states would be admitted to the Union, and that the United States shall guarantee to every state in this Union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. Article 5 outlines how the Constitution is to be amended, not by usurpation, as George Washington warned in his farewell address, but by an amendment. Article 6 then declares that debts incurred under the Articles of Confederation would be honored under this Constitution. It also declares that this Constitution shall be the supreme law of the land. Article 7 then closes by explaining that 9 states shall be sufficient for the establishment of this Constitution between the states so ratifying the same, thereby challenging the states that drug their feet in joining the Union. Father, would you give America our version of Deuteronomy, your law, a second time?
Listen every Saturday at 8:30 a.m. to WCNO, as we learn more about our Constitution and how this God-inspired document brings life and liberty to our nation and hope to the world. More information and learning opportunities are available at my website, teachinghisstory.com.
Thank you. I give my heart to you, for your love is never failing and your mercy's always new. Your life is all I need. Through your blood I have salvation, your provision is complete. In you I know that I am safe.
I'm hiding away.
Till the battle's over, till the victory comes through, Lord, I'm hiding, hiding away in you. In the storms of life arise, when I see the dark horizon, surround me, and I hear your voice so true. In you, I know that I am safe.
I'm hiding away, hiding away, Lord, in you.
Until the battle's over, till the victory comes through, Lord, I'm
like you're falling. With every option exhausted, you tried everything you know. You saw light, then you lost it, but there is still hope. Like the fire in the night, like the ocean parted wide, like the grave empty inside, you will see. Don't see it now, without a doubt, he's already moving. There is not a pain that you hold, he doesn't know, and he isn't using. With every option exhausted, you try everything you know.
Fire in the night, like the
broken soul can be reborn, and greater things are still in store for us, for us. Like the fire in the night, like the ocean parted wide, like the grave empty inside, you will see he still died.
Face of God, feeling His breath run across my face, touching the hands of Christ, feeling His wounds dripping with my faith. He wipes my face of all of my tears, all my painful memories. Then I lift my eyes, I see my King, and I hear Him say, welcome, good and faithful, welcome home. Good and faithful, welcome home.
my words be few. Jesus, I am so in love with you. And I'll stay.
Something new is going on, and the show is called New Day with your host, Rhett Palmer. That's me. And you can listen right here on WCNO 89.9 on your FM dial at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., and 3 p.m. I'm Rhett Palmer, and it's a new day.
Calling, calling.
Finds herself out on the street. Will we